Welcome back, everyone. I need to record another podcast on the heels of my last one while I'm still swinging my cowbell. So that was episode 109, so 110, and it is still the 11th of November, so 10:30 at night. But yeah, it's pressing to keep funneling this mood I'm in while I need to strike while the iron's hot. I'm off to Auckland tomorrow for another exciting gathering with the Mothers Who Stand for Freedom, and Carol and I are having our usual catch-up beforehand, Carol Sakey. So we've got a lot of exciting times ahead. So that's a really joyful day for me tomorrow, for us all. So getting back to that time around 2008, 2009, and then leading up to talking about setting the record straight and national standards down under. So go and have a look at that if you haven't already, or even revisit again. It is never more relevant. So this is about revelations, and we need revealing information that is relevant. So it's pure and simple, and it is uncomplicated, and that is what we need right now, a reference point. So there was a big stock market crash in 2008, and it was all over then financially. That's going to be a really big takeaway for people around this planet to know that 2008, it was all over, Rover. So it's just been a rebuild of another Ponzi scheme. But these banksters don't know how successful it will be until people buy into it. That was the time to call for accountability. So think about all the lives that have been ruined and lost in those last 12 years. So there's been lots of takeaways. I mean, America, if anyone's listening from America, realize that the Oklahoma bombing of the federal building was just a precursor to the 9/11. That building was controlled demolition. That was another ding-a-ling-a-ling moment. But what I'd like to point out is, A, people are too trusting. B, they're already recovering from a very traumatized history with being involved in wars, civil wars. The wars have never ended. I mean, America was birthed to get away from the wars, to get away from North and Southern Ireland, and you know, all of there was all that infighting and hatred within families. It was just horrible. It's never ended. There's no recent time in the last few thousand years that you could say everyone had a happy backyard. So we had it good for a long time in this country. We didn't have a lot to complain about in the way of traumatization from definitely wars and depressions, but not on the scale that Northern Hemisphere, Commonwealth countries, Anzacs, the doesn't matter who you are, the wars through the Middle East, all of it is abhorrent when you know we are all of the one. So when you're so far divided, it's so hard to actually ever think that you're one, that you're actually killing a brother or a sister or someone's child. So that is the alarming ridiculousness of the normalization of abnormality, is what I call it. And I thought that saying up probably 15 years ago, the normalizing of abnormality, I was watching it. It's what helped me to keep my sanity. So England, you know, the Brits, they've just been targeted with industrial disease. That was the trauma, you know, lots of trauma. The history of trauma in England is, we know it. It's an ancient land. It's been inhabited, you know, all those trading, the Silk Road, all the regions that were fertile, that obviously were the places that people would settle. And really, it's all been about conquering. The conquering is what's ruined it for everyone. So, got to sort that out. So, what that was leading me to sort of talk about is the time. We've got to keep time referencing. Okay, 2008, there was a stock market crash. You know, that was a year after Helen Clark had cancelled the 24-hour dedicated Plunkett line, where there was a fully qualified professional nurse on the end of a phone every for 24 hours a day for any mother of a new baby who was struggling. It was like a lifeline, and there were thousands of mothers using that line a month in New Zealand. And Helen Clark actually reneged on an election leverage back in, she was in her second term, so it would have been 2004. Yeah, one of her election, her and what's Annette King, I think. Oh gosh, it's just sickening. Jenny Shipley, I'm really looking forward to looking her in the eye one day and having her publicly held accountable for all the lives that have been lost on the road because of children who should not have been drinking alcohol and learning to drive, getting experience on the road while they're drunk. Used to be 20, that was adequate. Plenty of time to grow up a little bit, go to university without involving alcohol. No, Jenny Shipley. So, as we know, what our suffragettes so desperately were striving for, to be able to have to vote. They only wanted vote because men could not temper themselves with the laws as they were. Women needed to be able to vote, to bring in laws, to bring about alcohol consumption regulation. 6 o'clock closing turned it into a drinking binge. It was a binge already. It got worse. Domestic violence never went away. So take a bow, Jenny Shipley. One day she will actually be very aware of how many lives have been lost in the name and the quantity of misery that she inflicted on New Zealanders in this land, the bloodshed. And, traumatisation. So, you know, layers of trauma. Those who are supposed to have our best interest at heart are inflicting trauma. The latest example of children traumatised by something that's not real, but everyone's acting like it's real and therefore they believe it's real. So what else do we have? We have Annette King. She was creeping over to Australia back then. She was National Party. She was Minister of Health. I think she'd been a nurse. Should have known better. Creeping off behind New Zealanders back to get the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, to do with natural therapeutics, regulating our natural therapies behind our back, because she got her hand slapped over that. I wrote a letter to her back then too and got a reply. So I was doing my little bit for the country. These women aren't to be trusted. And we know that the ringleader, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's just passed away, she in 1977 wrote to the something committee, what was it there in America, select committee, a little portfolio on her ethics and her ethos, and it was just totally erosive, moral decay. Wanted the age of consent lowered back down to 12 because she's got lots of paedophile friends that she needed to protect. So it kind of narrowed the margin a little bit for the creeping crud. Just totally at war with the family. So, but that's really great now. Positive note is that there are five conservatives on the Supreme Court. Supreme Court justices now on the bar, and only four liberals. So they've got the majority, which wasn't the case up until recently. So that's a big takeaway. So amazing work being done right at the coalface. So you've got to be really grateful that we've got the right people in the right positions now. Justice will be served. And that will help to steady and bring some form of accountability to people who are going to be shocked and angry. So if justice has been served, it takes the bitterness away and people can get on with understanding what part they played in it, because you know, you look at people who don't have much conscience right now, and it is by design. There's been a social engineering to make people lack empathy, lack respect, lack loyalty. So we've got weak disciplines and very weak compassion for other people, awareness, perception, awareness of cause and effect. So that's about consciousness. So being self-conscious can be not a good thing when you're self-conscious, because you're not actually acting yourself because you're worried. But then being self-conscious is being aware of your consciousness. So that's a double-edged sword. And we've got to get good at knowing what it is that we're about to know. That's looking ahead with your mind's eye. That's perception. And that's why they've shut children down with these screens, because early childhood development is all about developing your senses. And if you don't develop them, they actually regress, become dormant, and you don't flick that switch back on. So this is about being safe in the big wide world when you're perceptive. Stranger danger. You sense something's not right when you use all of your senses well, because you learn to trust yourself. That's your sixth sense developing, extrasensory perception. And that's been put in the big woo-woo, now, you know, witchy-poo basket. No, it's completely normal, actually. People should be proud if they're developing extrasensory perception. But then they wrapped that up in a nice X-Men movie, didn't they? So, yeah, kept it in a nice black box, nice and tidy over there for everyone with their mind. Black box nailed shut round it. So that was to stop people from seeing this moment, this cosmic moment of these emerald comets. This is all aligned with the wisdom of the emerald tablets. Tabula Smaragdina is the name of the emerald tablets. I take this so seriously. I do my best in my own playful, creative, colourful way to understand. I'm not an expert by any stretch. I'm not an academic. I wouldn't want to be. But I'm certainly a lover of wisdom a lover of nature and a lover of the knowing process. So that's why this is going up another gear, because there's enough people on the planet right now who are enacting the same philosophy, and we're all coming together. And it hasn't happened on the macro scale, but there's a coalescing happening, an existential shift, as they say, existential shift. And that's lovely Morgane, loving her work on her channel. She's an absolute kindred spirit. So, yeah, she's really good at martial arts. I love her discipline. I'd like to have been a martial artist if I had my time over again. We have sons that are martial artists or have been. Our eldest son became a black belt. That was a mighty accomplishment of discipline in a discipline. So, yeah, I really encourage people. There's plenty to look forward to, and you've just got to really have as many tools in our toolkit right now to fathom what it is, because blame is lame, it's redundant, and it's about ownership. So having those tools to examine, okay, what was going on back at that time, break it down, where was I in 2008, what was I doing in 2007, and roll it forward. And just everyone will fall into line and maybe not be so angry at other people when they realize that they were kind of wasting time. And time is what it's all about, because this is to do with Saturn, the big player right now in our heavens, old man time, Kronos. So the rewards are going to people who didn't waste time. And it doesn't matter what you were doing, if you were just being an artist or passionate in your vocation in life. Don't all have to become parents to fulfill being fulfilled, but whatever, look back and know that was it quality time spent endeavoring to do some imagining, actually, being an imagineer. Because that's the next big thing you have to factor in. So this is about co-creation time. So know the creator, understand the language and the symbolism and the math and the music that's behind, the sound that's behind creation, because it is all color, it is all frequency and vibration and energy. So that's what needs to be tapped into seriously. It doesn't matter what age you are on the planet, it will be what the education systems are all going to be based around, our education centers, not systems, because that's a sewer. We have to get out of using the word system. And bring all this water magic of Victor Schauberger back into play at early childhood centers and educational. It's just the interactive play of nature is where it's at, and learning and harnessing the power and honouring it and just harmonising with the elements in all capacities. That ripples out to being honouring the divine archangels. So we have the gnomes of the earth, the sylphs of the air, salamanders of fire, and the undines of the waters. These names need to be spoken, and all these little rhymes and rhythms and songs that children grow up with. This you're just really raising seeds. This is this whole Antares wisdom. And the seed, let it be full of tomorrow. Pass the torch while it still burns. So this is where Imagineering is where it's at. The co-creation is the imagining, because our mind, our consciousness is bi-local. It is not in us. So there is a co-creation in that aspect. And it goes beyond that. And it's not to be intellectualized, it's just to be felt and thought. And that is in probably let your heart do the thinking, and pretty soon you don't even have to worry about thinking about it because you just know it. And then that's all that really matters, because you're like a magnet when you know that honesty and purity of heart and mind. So it's doesn't cost any money, and it's win-win. So really, I'll just swing back to New Zealand culturally. What we've got to pull our socks up and identify with is we got traumatized in a very different way. A different playbook of the big playbook was used in Aotearoa, and it was moral decay through the infliction of alcohol and pharmaceuticals, top dressing, poisoning our land, making Agent Orange in New Plymouth, being mined, being seriously compromised through mining, unnecessary mining, and then we have the introduction of the money machines. Get the cash flowing, here, have some credit, here, have some more credit. Daylight robbery, but the rich man's trick. I'm going to post that again. I'll repost that if it hasn't just disappeared out of my blimmin' description box. Haven't written down the exact details on that, but everything from JFK to 9/11 is a rich man's trick, is the name of the documentary. And to any newbies on the block, that would be a very wonderful one to watch at this point of the Great Awakening. I'm not saying it's 100% covering every single base and it's got 100% everything right, but to the best of all our knowledge, this is definitely noteworthy and needing to be factored in to help us have those tools in the kit, because then we'll have a greater comprehension is the key. Comprehension means a lot, because it means you've actually understood it. You're understanding. It's not just information that you absorb and you can think about for 5 minutes and forget. No, this is something you accumulate when you comprehend, you assimilate. And if it's a topic that you're passionate about, well, you become very learned or particularly scholarly in your own way of whatever that topic is. So these little takeaways about the bank, the bankers and the pharmaceuticals and the alcohol industry and the motto of social welfare, the architect Beatrice Webb quote, kill them with kindness is the motto for social welfare. Just all the Planned Parenthood, the organ harvesting, the fetus harvesting, let alone all the other gory bits we're finding out about. So yeah, we're going to flip this whole abortion nonsense in this country, and Dame Patsy Reddy better be ready. That just rolled out naturally, so there you go. Anyway, we're not having any more of this absolute insanity running the show, this bread and circus act. So, all right, well, I'll pause a moment and just think with that Yeah, so really rounding it off, it helps to know and comprehend what's happened in this short space of time. We all need to cut each other some slack, but then we're actually also going to need to forgive ourselves, and that'll be the big one. So get prepared with upskilling, with being aware is the key. Know that there's some what you right now think is even what you do know and you haven't been fooled about is about possibly going to be found out to be not correct if you're unaware of signs and symbols and the true meanings, and also having a relationship with the divine feminine archetype. So that's really, I mentioned that specifically because that's what got sidelined. So she desperately needs to reunite with the divine masculine archetype so they can get on with co-creating the divine child, the wisdom, where the love and the power come together to actually create the wisdom. And that's the heavenly divine child. So every man and woman on the planet has a divine masculine and divine feminine archetype that's called androgyny. So the whole process of being here on this planet is to actually to have experience, for this our spirit to have experience in the flesh form of remembering its spiritual self. So that's not the love of the flesh, that's the love of your inner self, your inner being. And that's polarity and duality, but harmony of all. So that's where people have got to realize the Egyptians were way ahead with all of this. This is why this trick, this rich man's trick, was about sidelining and steering us, putting a detour sign up. Oh, nothing to see here. Hey, come this way. Whoa, we threw away the most amazing gift of evolving with civilized arts, because that's what the Egyptians were all about. And that was honoring the heavens, the underworld, and the earth herself. So as above, so below. The above comes from below, the below from above. It is the work of the miracle of the one. And we are of that miracle when we honor that knowing. So this is all about the triple goddess. She is actually the lady of the heavens, the mistress of the underworld, and the queen of the earth. The maiden, the mother, the crone, the triple aspect of the divine feminine archetype. So this is when, you know, the lessons ahead are to become acquainted and build that back into the relationship of that divine archetype, that Holy Trinity. So when understanding joins will and wisdom in the form of divine love, it completes the creative triad, forming a triangle of power. Only through understanding are we able to manifest the power of wisdom and divine love in our lives. So amen to that. That was out of the Lady Blackwell, Secret Science of Numerology. Namaste, sister. Just remembered that there in that moment. So it is all about that trinity of understanding and will and wisdom. And the understanding is actually the knowing of thyself. That's true understanding. That's what ignites the will and the wisdom. We must know to be able to ignite. All right, well, I'm out of time there, people. That's been lovely to drop off another little pod. Wish you all well. 110 bombs away, and it's still the 11th of November. Yee-haw. Arahunui.